This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The World Health Organization said Friday that the world is at risk of losing hard-won gains in fighting COVID-19 as the highly transmissible Delta variant spreads, but WHO-approved vaccines remain effective against the disease. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention described the Delta variant of the coronavirus as being as transmissible as chickenpox and cautioned it could cause severe disease. That's according to the Washington Post, citing an internal CDC document. COVID-19 infections have increased by 80% over the past 4 weeks in most regions of the world, according to WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus. Deaths in Africa were only 1.5% of the population, and it rose by 80% over the same period. Millions of people in the U.S. who have not gotten the COVID-19 vaccine could soon have a new reason to roll up their sleeves. That is money in their pockets. U.S. President Joe Biden is calling on states and local governments to join those that already are handing out dollars for shots. New York, for example, the nation's biggest city, started doling out $100 awards on Friday. The president and health officials are betting that financial incentive will spur hesitant people to get the shot. As COVID-19 deaths rise in Myanmar, allegations are growing that the military government is using the coronavirus pandemic to consolidate power and crush the opposition. The death rate in Myanmar is now the worst in Southeast Asia. The country's crippled health care system is being overwhelmed with new patients sick with COVID-19. Limitations on oxygen sales have led to widespread allegations that the military is directing supplies to government supporters in military-run hospitals. This is VOA News. The Russian hackers behind a massive SolarWinds cyber espionage campaign broke into the email accounts of some of the most prominent federal prosecutors' offices around the country last year. The U.S. Justice Department made the announcement Friday. The department says 80% of Microsoft email accounts used by employees in the four U.S. attorney offices in New York were breached. All told, the Justice Department says 27 U.S. attorneys' offices had at least one employee's email account compromised during the hacking campaign. The Justice Department says it believes the accounts were compromised from May 7th to December 27th of 2020. Two U.N. agencies are warning that hunger is expected to rise in 23 global hotspots in the next 3 months, with the highest alerts for catastrophic situations in Ethiopia's embattled Tigray region, southern Madagascar, Yemen, South Sudan, and northern Nigeria. The Food and Agriculture Organization and World Food Program said in Friday's report that between August and November, acute food insecurity is likely to further deteriorate, especially in Ethiopia, where the number of people facing starvation and death is expected to rise by more to rise to 401,000. That is the highest number since the 2011 Somalia famine, if aid is not provided quickly. The Biden administration has announced new sanctions against Cuba's National Revolutionary Police and its two top officials as the U.S. looks to increase pressure on the communist regime following this month's protest on the island. The police, National Revolutionary, and the agency's director and deputy director were targeted in the latest sanctions announced Friday by the U.S. Treasury Department. The police are part of Cuba's Interior Ministry, which was already the subject of a blanket designation by the Trump administration back in January. Sanctions were announced shortly before President Joe Biden met with Cuban Americans in the White House. Two organizations say they are ending cooperation with the Biden administration to identify the most vulnerable migrants waiting in Mexico to be admitted to the United States to seek asylum. The withdrawals of the International Rescue Committee and HIAS, H-I-A-S, from a consortium of groups helping the government is a blow to an effort that was always intended to be temporary. Advocacy groups were choosing a limited number of migrants for U.S. authorities to exempt from a coronavirus-related ban on migrants seeking asylum at the border. There is more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.